Kovel Shabbos Kodesh, everybody, welcome back. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Welcome back. We'll begin momentarily. Until then, get in the mood. The Kovel Shabbos Kodesh. Kovel Shabbos Kodesh, thank you for joining us again. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We want to express our gratitude to our generous sponsors, Mendon Tzipora Fishman, and Chus V'Chai Yerkel Tzipora Fredo, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. And today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored by Daniel and Deborah Scheinbein, in commemoration of the yahrzeit of her beloved father, of Deborah's father, Lawrence Hertzberg Aryeh Leib Ben Shalom, who's Neshama Shalom Aliyah. Thank you to the Scheinbeins for your generosity. Thank you to the Fishmans for your generosity. Greatly appreciated. We are here to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. All right, everybody, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's not just Friday. We're getting ready to celebrate Shabbos, and boy, do we need Shabbos as the world continues to go even further insane. We need to escape, not because we're trying to escape in an unhealthy way, but we need a break. We need a sabbatical. Shabbos is Shvisa, like Shemitah is called the Shabbos Shabbaton. We need a sense of a Shemitah. We need a break. We need to withdraw. We need to disconnect. We need to rest. We need to put our mind at ease. We need to be able to experience a real Shabbos, so that we have what it takes from a position of strength, a position of health, to be able to come back strong and to be able to return to the following week. I want to learn with you a piece by the great Slonim Rebbe. It happens to connect to our Parsha. But even if you're listening to this series, not up to Parshas Va'era, nevertheless, it's relevant to everyone for what Shabbos is really all about and how badly we all really need a sense of Shabbos. The Medrash says in Shmos Rabbah, Medrash says, Vayar b'siv l'asam, that Moshe saw the suffering of the people. Ra Moshe she'ein lahem menucha. Moshe saw there was no rest. Halach v'amal l'paro, he went and he said to Paro, Mi she'ish lo eved meinu noch yom echad b'shavu humeis. He said that if you have a slave and he doesn't rest one day a week, he'll surely die. Person can't live. So, if you don't give him off one day a week, 7 days a week, 365 a year, 24 hours a day, there's something called burnout. You're going to burn them out. You're going to destroy them. So, Paro, don't you want them to be efficient? Don't you want them to be excellent? Don't you want them to be at maximum productivity? You're going to burn them out. So go do what you want. So Moshe gave them Shabbos. So the observance of Shabbos already began when we were in Mitzrayim. Even when we were already in Egypt, we began. We began with the concept of observing Shabbos. And the Medrash says something furthermore, which is astounding. The Medrash says, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Ela Bizchus HaShabbos. It says the Jewish people were only redeemed in the merit of Shabbos. So the simple understanding being redeemed in the merit of Shabbos means observing Shabbos, keeping Shabbos. If only Jews would keep two Shabbosos, psh, miyad nigalim, just one Shabbos and we all go free. I don't know where that comes from. The Gemara says you need two Shabbos. It's not just one to go free, but just one Shabbos and we all go free. Free from the anxiety and the chaos, free from the pressure and responsibility, free from the worry and the work, free from the doubt and uncertainty, free from the slavery and oppression of being connected to devices and to streams and to entertainment and to news and to social media and to the like. Ein Yisrael Nigal and Elabiz Chus HaShabbos, the Jewish people, we only are freed in the merit of keeping Shabbos. So the understanding is, Slonim Rebbe elaborates and he says, what does it mean that we achieved, that we were freed in the merit of keeping Shabbos? It doesn't mean the 39 malachos. Of course they're non-negotiable. And of course we have to be vigilantly careful with the 39 malachos. What we can do, what we can't do, how we do it. But that's not what the Medrash means. What the Medrash means is, if you want geula, if you want personal redemption, it comes through Shabbos. It comes through Shabbos. You see, what is galus, says the Slonim Rebbe? What is galus? Exile is silik hadas. Silik hadas means the inability to think. The inability to think clearly. When your mind is clouded and when there's a constant noise and all you feel is static in your head, you don't have an ability to see clearly, think clearly, and the world is just filled with chaos and noise. Silik hadas, the removal of the interference, the barrier to thinking clearly, that's galus. That is exile. Geula. Geula is when you have Shabbos. So says the Slonim Rebbe, Geula is not just the observance of the strict laws, the minutiae, the details, which of course are all critically important, but Geula is when we restore our sense of Das. So it's a new paradigm, it's a new way of looking at what Shabbos is all about. Essentially, if I have to paraphrase, all week long we lose our mind, and Shabbos comes and we try to recapture our mind. All week long we lose our mind, we go out of our mind, we use the terminology in our very vernacular. We talk about losing our mind and going out of our mind, and Shabbos comes and we're able to restore our mind. So I had to go to a dentist, an oral surgeon who's become a friend, Dr. Howard Rosa. I hope he's listening. He's an amazing guy in Boca Raton, not a member of our synagogue, and somebody who doesn't particularly observe Shabbos in the traditional sense. But he said to me, Rabbi, I follow you, I found you on Facebook, and Friday nights, I like to listen to that little talk you give Friday afternoons. So that was well and good, very flattering, very complimentary. I couldn't answer him. Mr. Thirsty was sucking on one side, and the drill was going on the other side. And dentists, for some reason, like to have one-way conversations. I'm not sure exactly what they expect to happen back. So it was very lovely. But then he said to me something which really shook me. And Dr. Rosa, if you're listening, I went home and talked to my wife about it, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. He said to me that every Friday afternoon, you go on live and you tell everybody they've got to disconnect. He said, Rabbi, when do you disconnect? When do you turn it off? When do you disconnect? When do you find serenity and peace? When do you restore and recover and find your mind that you've lost all week long? I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't have an answer for him. I don't have an answer for myself. But I'm grateful that he fixed my tooth. And I'm grateful that he's trying to fix me by asking that important question. So, Dr. Rosa, you're the man. Thanks for all that you do. But says the Slonim Rebbe, that's what Shabbos is. One day a week, 24, 25 hours, we try to find our mind again. We try to connect to what matters again. All week long is Siluk Hadas. All week long, there are influences and ideas. All week long, there's worry and concern and fear. All week long, we're losing our mind. Who hasn't lost their mind by following the news and the market and the health and the medical advisory and the world? It's impossible to not lose your mind. Who doesn't lose their mind with their to-do list and how much has to get done and how many directions they're being pulled in? Shabbos comes and we turn and we find our mind. The opposite of Siluk Hadas, of losing our mind, the opposite of gutless, of a personal exile, our mind, our brain, our heart, our soul being in exile, is a personal redemption. And the personal redemption is when we shut down and we disconnect, when we center and calibrate. The personal redemption is when we're able to just think and able to just be and able to recover our mind. And that's what the Medrash, that's what our great rabbis were saying. That why were the Jews redeemed from Egypt, from 210 years of slavery and persecution? Only in the merit of Shabbos. Not only in the merit of the strict observance of the laws of Shabbos, which of course is important, and we have to do, and we're accountable for doing, but it means the concept of Shabbos. It's not a coincidence that Yerushalmi tells us that Talmidei Chachamim, truly righteous people, they are living Shabbos all week long. What does that mean? They don't go in a car, they don't go on the internet all week long. A really righteous person is disconnected from the 39 categories of prohibitive creative labor all week long. That's not what it means. What it means is that the righteous person has that peace of mind, is unwilling to lose their mind all week long. So they're unwilling to be a victim or a product of what their email tells them. Productivity gurus will tell you, don't let your inbox become your to-do list. If you let your inbox become your to-do list, then you're letting other people decide how you spend your day. You can't be rude. You got to get back to the emails that flow in, but don't let the inbox become the to-do list. So the really righteous person, the really mindful person, the really aware and cognizant person, they're able to live a Shabbos life all week long. Again, it doesn't mean they're not using electricity and the like. It doesn't mean that they're not observing the 39 categories of creative labor, but it means they're able to find that serenity and that peace of mind all week long, not only and not having to wait for Shabbos itself. And that's our mission, that's our vision, that's what we're trying to accomplish. To designate time during the day to disconnect. And Moshe told Paro that everything's got to rest. All your devices, you got to shut them down. You got to reboot them every now and then. Everything, if you overwork it, it will burn out. And we are no different. And our souls are no different. They've got to rest. They've got to recalibrate. They've got to rejuvenate. They've got to renew. They've got to start again. And that's a great gift that we were given. God took it from his treasure house and he shared it with us. And it's in that merit. Many of us are going through a personal gullus, a personal exile. Many have felt they've lost their minds. There's Corona fatigue. It's difficult to persevere and to be so vigilant. It's difficult to be able to get through this time. But if we want a personal redemption, not only the personal exile, then it comes through restoring our da'as. Da'as meaning our sense of mindfulness, awareness, being at peace, having our mind at peace. Menuchas ha-nefesh. Shabbos is menuchas ha-guf. We take a nap and we eat well. And Shabbos is the time that we rest our body, sleep a little bit later, rest a little bit more, slow the pace a little bit. But it's also menuchas nefesh. Menuchas nefesh means that my soul is not fractured, it's not fragmented, it's not divided, it's not being competed in so many different directions. I'm able to be at peace. I'm able to be serene. It takes effort. So that's your homework. All of our homework is on this beautiful Shabbos, this holy Shabbos that's beginning momentarily, to be able to really be present and to be at peace and to restore our mind, to not look at the things that aggravate us, to not talk about the things that are going to elevate our blood pressure, to not go into the things that are going to divide us, to not think about or talk about the things that are going to set us back, but to find that peace and that serenity, to be able to experience that personal redemption that'll take us to greater and greater heights. So wishing everyone a beautiful, holy, happy, and a very, very healthy Shabbos. Shabbos is coming, go get ready. Everything you do, say it's for Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Showering, getting dressed, setting the table. It is to honor the holy and the beautiful and the great Shabbos. Here comes Shabbos, here comes the siren. Everybody go get ready.